na 7 PM kusika na 7:30 PM
apo tinokupa iyi nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani
murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Ngali chona njani nthokazo muhle zimpapo muhle yikuthi banokuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lilami u Mike Wobe. What's good Zimpapo muhle, welcome to The Connection, as Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Our program is coming to you from our Studio 7 Voice of America on Tuesday the 14th of July 2020 Muri Zimbabwe ndinomkamchira mchongwa chedu cheve chidiki. I'm your host Mike Wobe. Welcome to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything. We apologize, Muria Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, we're not able to give you our broadcast live as per usual. Unfortunately, due to COVID-19, we've had to work from home, meaning this program is a pre-recorded program. It's not live, and you cannot join us. Nonetheless, you can always send us your messages on WhatsApp on +12024650318 as usual. We had already asked some of you guys to send us your voice notes, so we're going to be using some of those voice notes today. So today, Muri Zimbabwe, tine urombo, asi chirongwa chine ndiramberi, chirongwa The Connection, muineni Michael Hove. Namhla kuhlelo sikhangela phela udaba lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus, tshuke ndiramberi tichibata nyaya yezvechirwere che-coronavirus. We're looking to tackle COVID-19, the global pandemic, from all angles. So what does this mean, Mike? This means that Natsu Mchirongwa, we're going to be talking about COVID-19 and how it's affecting youth. We're going to be focusing on the health. We're going to be focusing on the protests that are being proposed for the 31st of July. And, of course, we're going to be touching on something big that's happening, Lapa Kwelemeliga, that has left international students up in arms in fear. Vasingazilti ramangwana rau rakamira se. But first up, umkhuhlane we-coronavirus. According to John Hopkins University, over 13,120,000 people have contracted coronavirus worldwide, 570,000 are dead, and over 7,200,000 people have recovered from umkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Now, sikhangela phela lokho okwenzakalayo elizweni, and for those that are going to be watching our video broadcast, you can see what the actual results on our broadcast. Papejire VOA Studio 7. As we speak, there has been over 1,000 cases of umkhuhlane we-coronavirus in Zimbabwe, 19 are dead, and 343 recovered. Now, according to the most recent tweet issued by the Ministry of Health, over 91,000 people have been tested for umkhuhlane we-coronavirus in Zimbabwe. 53,755 are RDT tests, and 37,328 are PCR tests. Now, Muria Zimbabwe, last week, President Emmerson Mnangagwa released a statement on his Twitter page whereby he was addressing how Zimbabwe is handling coronavirus. Let's head over to that video that President Emmerson Mnangagwa released on his Twitter page, whereby he's discussing more about how Ilizwele Zimbabwe is handling umkhuhlane we-coronavirus.
I'm pleased to highlight that some of the key interventions that my government is promoting includes the following: protection of frontline staff and workers in general through the provision of adequate protective personal equipment, mandatory social distancing, the wearing of masks, as well as hand washing, protection of critically affected economic sectors through a relief fund. Government rolled out a Zimbabwe $18 billion stimulus package to bring relief to individuals, families, small businesses and industries with a view of mitigating the effects of COVID-19.
So that was uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa announcing the Kuluma Echela uZulu. Ukuthi eZimbabwe, how is it handling umkhuhlane lo coronavirus? We heard him talking about the stimulus packages that uhulumende is supposed to has released. You heard him talking about PPE. We're going to be talking to our medical experts who are going to be telling us more about some of the things that our President Emmerson Mnangagwa touched on. But before we head over to our medical expert, Dr. Tinotendas Memeza, let's head over to the Ministry of Health themselves. The Ministry of Health, a day after uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa released his statement on Twitter, Labo, they also released a statement which was broadcasted on Facebook, whereby they were talking about how Israeli Zimbabwe is handling umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus. Let's head over to the Ministry of Health and Child Care. Let's hear what we're going to do.
We witnessed a very worrying trend in terms of increase in the number of cases, but also a different epidemiological trend when we compare to March, when we confirmed our first case on the 20th of March. During that time, we would go up to a maximum of maybe 4 new cases per day, with a number of days where there will be no reported cases. However, as we came to the end of May, it seems there has not been a single day when we have not reported new cases. And again, that trend has really been escalating quite rapidly. If I look at the last 5 days, we have been on average maybe 20, 25 cases a day. On 5 July, there was a reported 18 new cases. However, on the 7th of July, that figure jumped to 53. And yesterday, we had 98 new cases added. The trend remains the same, the majority of the cases being imported, particularly now from the Republic of South Africa, which itself may be the worst affected country on the African continent right now. And we share a border, the Bright Reef border post with them. Some of the cases are coming from Botswana and some from Europe, particularly the UK and the United States of America, still to a lesser extent Zambia and Mozambique. So having said that, we really need to tighten up our prevention and control measures, even as we also seek to strengthen the case detection and case management capacity. Amid a background of intensified testing, we continue to see more new cases, and that calls for very strengthened capacity in terms of infection prevention and control.
Prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure. You can hear there from Ilunga, the representative of the Ministry of Health last week, where they gave a statement addressing the nation, updating the nation on how Zimbabwe has been impacted by umkhuhlane lo we coronavirus. Now let's head over to our medical expert, Dr. Tinotendas Memeza, to hear more. He delves on some of these things that were pointed out by the official of the Ministry of Health, whereby he was talking about the spike in COVID cases, PPE issues, and more. Let's head over to Dr. Tinotendas Memeza.
I think we were expecting it in the sense that we have only recently started to really test a lot of people. And you can see now the private sector is now getting involved a lot. We can see there's now free testing. My nation right now is running a free testing of COVID, of corona. So we see that because of there are now a lot of players involved, yes, the spike was expected. So like I mentioned last time when I was saying, I think that the trajectory was actually expected to be more in Africa, but we haven't yet reached that stage. So this stuff is maybe is attributed to the testing that is happening. People now have access to testing. But I'm sure as the general population sees it, it's a sudden spike. Mm-hmm. And understandable because of the trend that we've had in the past couple of months. Mm-hmm. And so I'd say it's It's mainly attributed to the increased number of tests that we are doing because of the private sector getting involved.
But now, Dr. Smith, is an increased amount of cases something that people should be worried about? Because we're continuously seeing the numbers go up. And some people are saying, you know what, it's just we're just testing more people now, so more cases are going to come about. However, some people still feel fear that, you know, with the increase of cases, some are even looking at it as though, you know, now it's shifted from just, oh, it's coming from South Africa to now it's generating within society. Is this something that we should fear?
I think, okay, you may use the term fear or worry, but I'll say this, we should be more cautious.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're now seeing that at the community level, it's spreading, and also returnees are also coming in with the corona. So I think it's an opportunity for us to actually be more cautious in terms of how we are going about our business. So if you don't need to go to work, or you can work from home, please do that. If you don't necessarily need to be in a public space, please do that, and always wear a mask. So I think I'd say we should actually be more cautious, because now the testing that is being done is now unmasking the already corona patients, corona patients that we're working around with, not knowing that they have COVID. So we should actually be more cautious than ever.
Right. Now, Pane Mwenyaya Katinetse, from March up until now, Nyaya PPE, we're seeing frontline workers are now also part of the people who are catching the coronavirus. And it's actually quite a lot of the people.
Yes.
Has this improved since the first case, Muna March, in terms of PPE provision?
So what I can say is, Chebutanga, I think, Ndofana Kuti, just to highlight this, Kuti, kupeka PPE azireve kuti hausikuzowana chirwere. PPE inobetsera kuti the probability of you getting the disease is reduced. Not necessarily kuti inoita kuti munhu asawane chirwere. So whenever frontline workers are working and they're in the front line, whether they have PPE or not, they're actually at risk of getting the coronavirus. As you can see, my countries are getting more developed than China and Italy. My doctor, I pick up my PPE, but we also saw a lot of deaths despite the PPE. So I think I should just make that disclaimer. And like as usual, availability of PPE is sporadic. It's here and there. It's not to the extent that you want it to be. And it's different for different sections. For those who are working directly with cases that have been said to be positive, of course, the PPE there is better. But also for those who are working in other departments, corona patients, the PPE is a bit different. So I think the Nyaya PPE has always been a problem, and it always needs to be improved.
All right, hold on. Let me translate for our different listeners, and then we'll continue our conversation, Doc. Le na le chona njani zulugandaba wongo mundo ngena yokuhlelo ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hobe wonke umuntu osanda ukungena kuhlelo okwamanje sisathinta phela udaba lwemkhuhlane wecoronavirus COVID-19 kuhlelo silo Dr. Tinotenda Simemeza vele siyambona uhleze khona kuhlelo lwethu sithanda ukumbonga. Okokuqala udokotela Tinotenda Simemeza ngimbuzile ngempela ngathi ayi sikhangela phela inombolo zabantu inani labantu abasebebanjwe ngalo mkhuhlane wecoronavirus lilokhu eliqhubekela phambili lisanda ngempela abantu kukhanya ngani sebesesaba. Ngimbuzile udokotela Tinotenda Simemeza ukuthi abantu kumele basabe na, wathi hayi abantu kumele bengasabi kodwa kumele babe more cautious, ngesikhiwa sithi cautious, qaphela. Uthi wonke umuntu kumele akhangele ukuthi ma usuphuma gqoka imask, geza izandla, ungakhohlwi imithetho eyafakwa eyabekwa nguhulumente that goes with you know uhlelo lwe-lockdown. So uyasho ngempela ukuthi hloniphani umthetho lo social distancing lingakhohlwi. Ngiphinde ngambuza uDokotela Simemeza ukuthi siyabona phela inani labantu abodokotela abasebebanjwe ngalomkhuhlane lilokhe lalo likhuphuka. Wathi yebo ngempela uyazibona kodwa waze wasikhumbuza thina njengabantu njengezalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi lingakhohlwi phela ukugqoka iPPE akusho ukuthi umuntu ngeke abanjwe ngalomkhuhlane wecoronavirus. Umuntu ulakho ukubanjwa ngalo mkhuhlane wo coronavirus even ugqoke ama-gloves ama-mask. It's just ukuthi ma ugqoke i-gloves ama-gloves njalo i-mask kusho ukuthi i-probability yokuthi uzabanjwa ngalo mkhuhlane we coronavirus is less. So yikho lokho kusanda ukushiwo ngudokotela Sinothenda Simemeza osilaye kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Dr. Simemeza, now let's continue the conversation here. I've noticed worldwide, not just in Zimbabwe, there's become this new trend of let's check temperatures. And I'm not sure the relationship the temperature has to COVID-19. I know generally they say when you have high temperatures, it's something to be more alert of. But does having a high temperature necessarily mean kuti munenge mabatwe ere necho coronavirus?
Coronavirus, it's also a febrile illness. So by febrile, it's not ever kuti kana une coronavirus because of masoja emuviri akurwisana nechirwere, you tend to get elevated body temperatures. So kutesta kwetemperature kunobetsera zvakanyanya because if you have elevated temperatures, noreva izvo, you are likely to have the condition. Hazvireva kuti unayo, but it's not that you are likely, the probabilities greater for you to actually be positive for the condition. So that's known as the stock mashopu, kana kuti papa airport, kuti munhu wese anenge achiscreen achitorwa temperature, zvinobetsera chaizvo in terms of identifying the most likely cases that are walking around. Anditi. So it's actually an important step in helping to alleviate this condition. So each step in okurudzirwa kuti vanhu vange vachingo test our temperature yavo kuti vazive kuti zvakamira sei. But zvichitaura kudaro, kuita temperature yakakwira hazvireve kuti une corona. Chiri chimwe chirwere, another febrile illness. So sometimes, you know, people have fever, flu, even the ordinary flu, and also malaria, and there are many febrile illnesses. But kutora temperature kunongoti betsera ku screen avanhu. When there are millions of people, you can actually screen so that you get a smaller sample size.
So now, if we continue the conversation there on the temperature part, I'm asking because I'm also one of the people concerned about that. This is something that's also being implemented, but and so I'm more intrigued here to say that yes, kanamuna abuda any temperature that's high doesn't necessarily mean you need to get coronavirus. But munakati amuka nas makseni, or maybe let's say consecutively for 3 days, umuka makseni une high temperature. Does this mean that mun akwana no test for coronavirus?
Yeah, so it's not only temperature. There are a lot of other symptoms that are show that you have corona. So my symptoms, so these are symptoms that are at the top, which I can say kana une dry cough, kana une sore throat, une elevated body temperatures, and also difficulty in breathing, kana une shortness of breath, which itadza kufema zvakanaka. Those things later what we say ufane kutestwa zveche corona. But also, just to add on, kana temperature yako iramba yakakwira, zvinotokurudzirwa kuti utarise kuti hauna chirwere, so that we rule out corona kurapa zvimwe kana zviripo.
All right. Now let's delve into how COVID itself has affected the Zimbabwean medical system in the whole. I remember the last time we spoke about the nurses protesting and so forth, and one thing you highlighted is the medical system in Zimbabwe has been dilapidating for a very long time. Our resources are very limited, and we're trying to tackle coronavirus. But now, I've had conversations with other medical personnel that are saying it's a good thing that we're fighting coronavirus, but now we're abandoning other diseases. Hence why, for example, malaria ikambonetsa, cholera ikambonetsa, other diseases are now, you know, being problematic in Zimbabwe. How is COVID-19 affecting the medical system in Zimbabwe?
I think COVID-19 has actually been a burden to our system, to an already system that is struggling. And as you can see, my hospitals edu, my central hospitals, and we are now divided now into a corona section and into a non-COVID section. Zvichireva izvo kuti vamwe vanhu vanga vachange vachibetserwa muma sections akadividedwa kuti avone vanhu vekorona havachakwanise kubetserwa. So toreva kuti izvo system maybe is now overloaded and yes, so corona has actually been a burden in summary in terms of how we are working. But also the point yawataura yekuti izvo saka zvimwe zvirwere zvinenge zvichibetsereka zvakanaka here. Pane study yakaitwa nevakuru vemuno muZimbabwe yairatidza kuti nenyaya yeburden yecorona or the attention towards COVID-19 patients, we will likely see deaths due to other causes because now we are no longer paying attention to those.
Okay, hold on. You had cut off for a hot second. I might need you to repeat what you're saying.
All right. Nanganchiti nizo pane study yakaitwa nevakuru vedu vana mazvikokota machiremba vachiti izvo corona mamwe conditions might actually be more deadly during this time ye COVID-19 because hatisi kunyanyo we are paying attention to corona more than the other conditions. So we might actually see a rise in terms of people dying because of other conditions. So in summary, I can say this, that corona has actually been a burden because now the hospitals are divided. Now resources are being shifted towards corona that can be used to other to other people. My ventilators are now being reserved for corona patients, which can be used for other patients who need ventilation without necessarily having corona. So, yes, it has been a burden, and hopefully it will get better.
All right, hold on for 1 second. Yembo ugambe zulugandaba, mungu mungu njena kuhlelo, nya kwa mgela kuhlelo, ugamanjesi kuhlelo, the connection lilami umayikore, sikuluma lo dokotela tinotenda sinemeza. Malana ngalo umkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Early on, sike sathinta phela indaba ezitshiyeneyo ezimayelana ngalokho okwenzakalayo elizweni that pertains to umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus. Ngimbuzile uDr. Tinotenda Simemeza ukuthi siyabona phela abantu abaningi, not just eZimbabwe kuphela, kodwa emhlabeni wonke jikelele, sebeyenza lokhu yokuthi bayatesta i-temperature yomzimba womuntu, ukuthi nxa umuntu etshiselwa and you feel like your temperature yakho is too high, bayakutshela ukuthi maybe ungabuyi emsebenzini or ungaphumi ekhaya, hlala endlini. So ngimbuzile ngempela uDokotela Simemeza ukuthi lokhu ukuthesta lokhu of i-temperature yomzimba yomuntu kuyinto eqakathekileyo ngempela na? Yena wathi hey, ngempela kuyinto eqakathekileyo kakhulu ngenxa yokuthi umuntu, if let's say consecutively for a couple of days umuntu uyazibona esetshiselwa ngumzimba, kulethuba hayi ukuthi sekusho ukuthi usubanjwe nalo mkhuhlane we-coronavirus, cha, kodwa kusho ukuthi kulethuba lokuthi hayi maybe usubanjwe nalo mkhuhlane. So abantu bayazibona ukuthi nxa i-temperature yomzimba wakho is too high consecutively for a lot of days, uyakhuthaza abantu ukuthi hayi maybe sekuyisikhathi sokuthi uyohlolwa ubone ukuthi usubanjwe yini nalo mkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Ngiphinde ngambuza udokotela ukuthi ngale ndaba yama-resources elizweni, siyabona phela ukuthi since kwaqala umkhuhlane lo we-coronavirus elizweni kwele Zimbabwe ngo-March kusiyafika namuhla, everything elizweni has now to do nalo mkhuhlane we-coronavirus, even ezibhedlela So ngimbuzile ngathi njengoba ilizwe locally sithi uhulumeni ulocally sithi akala mali and is working on esingathi ngesingisi ama limited resources. Lokhu sokusho ukuthini ngenxa sesibona abantu are now dying. Ngemikhuhlane etshiyeneyo abo cholera, abo malaria, abantu abaningi liyakhumbula phela eMatabeleland baselwa yisihlobo because of imalaria. So ngimbuzile ngathi i-coronavirus le, how has it distracted indlela esiphatha ngayo abantu abagulayo, isigulane eZimbabwe wathi hayi ngempela it's now affected indlela abantu abodokotela basebenza eZimbabwe. Let's talk a little about the lockdown period itself. We're still in lockdown in the country. Nothing has changed except it's a little more relaxed. But technically speaking, according to law, we're still on this indefinite period of the lockdown. However, during this lockdown that the numbers have skyrocketed, one. Two, it is during this lockdown that a lot of changes have occurred since the beginning of March up until today. Do you think this lockdown needs reviewing and what changes need to be implemented, if any?
To be honest, I think the lockdown is still on paper, is now mostly on paper rather than in practical. Mm-hmm. There's now a lot of movements, a lot of public places have opened, and there are even traffic jams nowadays. So, so I think more people are now in the public spaces. Of course, on paper, we're still reviewing it and so forth, but sort of like the economy is sort of like resuscitated for now. Mm-hmm. And I think we need, if you look at South Africa yesterday, was it yesterday, mm-hmm. when President Ramaphosa reinitiated aspects of the lockdown, mm-hmm. Because the spike in the number of cases in Johannesburg. So I think we should actually enforce it more in terms of in practical, mm-hmm. how we are doing it on the ground, mm-hmm. so that people are not congested, the markets are not flooded, and mm-hmm. people are not having house parties and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to review it. So that we don't end up in a crisis that we can't control. If we can prevent, let us prevent. That's the motto. Mm-hmm. Let's prevent rather than look for the cure.
All right, folks, you heard it there from Dr. Tinotenda Sinameza. He is a medical practitioner over Kuluma Pela Umbono Ake. He was saying his thoughts on what's happening in the country COVID-related. Early on, I mentioned Uwuti, we reached out to some of you guys via WhatsApp to send us your thoughts on what's happening in the country, COVID-related. So let's head over to some of those guys. Let's hear what they had to say.
Seven abalaleli mina igama ngugabadela Ncube mina engakusho bantu bakithi ukuthi asizivikeleni kakhulu njengakho nokho abakutshoyo kodwa mbuye nisole udokotela okuthiwa nguSolwayo Ngwenya ngabe kwazi ukukhuluma labantu mayekhuluma engathi abantu baphithizela lo mkhuhlane bawuthola ngoba bephithizela hlale batshela ukuthi begqoka amamaski social distancing wathi wathi kakhulume kahle engayenzengani ukuthi wabonke abantu ababanjwa ngolo mkhuhlane ukuthi babe bengagqokanga amamaski ngoba nango lo Trump laye kakazi ayigqoka imaski but thina mnganokhona abanye laba ababambayo sikuthi bayizithutha nasempilo khona pha amanesi lama-doctors aseke babanjwa yiyo asikuthi bayizithutha so sicela ukuthi ebekwazi ukukhuluma lo baba lo.
Sangibonga umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo Tinotenda Zvikurusa nemaundo enyu. Vhure Zimbabwe 30 minutes into the program, chirongwa B connection moineni Mike Hove. Sine urombo kuti hatikwanise kupinza muchirongwa semazuva ose zvisinei tsipano pachirongwa chedu chevhiki iki.
VOA Africa in Zimbabwe has moved to a new satellite. Listeners can now find us on SES5 band and C-band transponders. Continue counting on us for the latest news, music, sports, and more. Now with a better signal and a better sound. VOA Africa in Zimbabwe, your best source for news and information.
All right, you heard it there, folks. You can catch us on these new frequencies per satellite. Earlier on, I mentioned ukuthi namhlanje uhlelo we're going to be tackling COVID from all angles. Now let's head over to the second segment of uhlelo lethu labasakhulayo. Planned protest MSWA 31 July. I'm sure over time you've been paying attention to some of the programs, but just for those who have just joined us, and I'm not sure, what exactly is going on Mhlaka 31? Opposition leaders, civic society leaders, and some youth-led organizations are all planning to take to the streets of Zimbabwe on Mhlaka 31 July as they protest. They are not happy with everything that's happening in the country. When they look at the economy, a lot of things are going bad. So they're not happy. They want to express their displeasure with everything that's going on. But now, ZANU-PF youth and ZANU-PF senior officials are all saying, Zimbabwe, do not forget that on the 31st, the nation is still going to be under lockdown. And so going out to protest would be in violation of the lockdown rules, and the police and the military are going to ensure that citizens all stand by this lockdown period. So let's head over to one of the youth that we spoke to here, Mabuto Moyo, a ZANU-PF youth member. All right, you just heard it there, folks, from a ZANU-PF youth member, Mabuto Moyo, who is basically saying, kuti aiwa, kana mhlokora tidira aiwa, hanzi bumbiro remtemo rinokubvumidzai. By all means, Mabuto says, please, by all means, Muriya Zimbabwe, it is your constitutional right to go out there and protest. However, do not forget that MSWA 31 of Nyika Yose will still be under this program that we're calling the lockdown period, whereby the nation itself is fighting umkhuhlane we coronavirus. So this lockdown period is encouraging people to stay at home to ensure that coronavirus does not spread in the country. So Mabuto Moyo is saying, Muriya Zimbabwe, of course, Msaka Wongu ZANU-PF uyeje. Hurumende inonyatsonzwisisa kuti hongu kumberero remutemo rinobvumidza vanhu kuti vabude nehwandu hwavo vachiratidzira it's your constitutional right to go out and protest. Hanzi musi wa 31 muri Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe is still going to be under this lockdown period, and they must remember that if you go out in your numbers, you are going to be in violation of the lockdown period. And as I mentioned earlier on, Mabuto highlights that the military themselves are going to be up in arms to ensure that people abide by the rules of the lockdown period. Let's head over to another youth that we spoke to, Umnumzana Ujingani Shoko. Ujingani Shoko is a youth member of ZINASU, the Zimbabwe National Students Union. They're also going to be partaking in these protests. So let's hear what Ujingani has to say about these protests planned for Mhlaka 31.
I-lockdown ungananzelela ukuthi i-government yethu eZimbabwe ayikhuluma nge-lockdown, ithi yona i-lockdown is meant to benefit ama-citizens. But ungakunanzelela lesisa kahle kahle, i-lockdown, we have seen ama-decisions being made by the government. During i-lockdown, we have seen key political decisions being made by the government during i-lockdown. So, yona i-government ngasithi abantu ngeke batshengisele ngenxa ye-lockdown. So, Is the government trying to tell us ukuthi bona yibo bodwa abavunyezwa ukwenza ama decisions ngesikhathi se lockdown? So you notice ukuthi vele into yonke ethwa yi lockdown kahle kahle it's working to the advantage of government and ZANU-PF. So nxa ukutshengisela kulilungelo labantu kuvela ku constitution, basically we are saying people should go and demonstrate. We may have noticed ukuthi endaweni njenge United States, Malawi and Mali as we speak, abantu bayatshengisela. So thina singamelela ukuthi iCovid iphele, which means ilizwe liyachabalala, abantu bayebetshontsha. Njalo ilungelo labantu lokuthi betshengisele nxa kusenza kabahambe abantu beyotshengisela.
Ngombono wakho kukhona na okulakho ukuphumelela kulomkhankaso okujonge ukuthuthukisa intsha yakwele Zimbabwe?
As for ama youth kumbe esingathi intsha yeZimbabwe, sizananzela ukuthi bona abayenza ngokwenombolo bathi 75% of this population ingama youth kumbe intsha. So sibona ukuthi kungatshengiselwa kumbe kungademonstrator ama youth, they are the most affected. And sizananzela ukuthi kungatshengiselwa intsha kathi singakwanisa ukuthi ibe yona engathola amathuba angcono, ibe yona engathola maybe ukufunda okungcono. Sizananzela ukuthi izikolo, izibhedlela, lemisebenzi, konke lokhu ku-affecta intsha yakathesi. Njalo sizananzelela ukuthi yonke into eyenzakalayo ibuyela back to ama youth and they are affected. So I think it's very important ukuthi ukutshengisela lokhu kube strategic and kube lempumela engcono, ngani ngoba sibona ukuthi ama youth yibo abantu aba more affected with this economy.
Umbuzo wami ocina Shoko, ubona ngani ukutshengisela kuyasiza na kwele Zimbabwe? Ngoba siyabona lokho akusilona ukuqala abantu bephuma ngobuningi babo besiyotshengisela, kodwa ukungaphumi lutho eningi labantu balokhu beqhubekela phambili bekhala besithi isimo somnotho silokhu siqhubekela phambili sigugudela.
I think kuyasiza ukutshengisela ngoba abantu bathola ithuba lokuthi be-exercise amalungelo awo. Njalo abantu kumele bebe organized, because ukuze into iphumelele we are saying how many people are of the idea, and abantu bayakwazi yini ukuthi lilungelo labo ukuthi betshengisele. So we have seen even in the United States where we have better run economies, people demonstrate. So thina we are saying abantu nxa bekwazi ilungelo labo, abantu nxa bekwazi ukuthi bona bafuna ukuthi kube lempumela yani exactly ekutshengiseleni, I think kuyasiza. Njalo bona abaphambi ngokutshengisela ama political players, they should be able to at least bevumeze abantu ukuthi bebe lithuba lokuba kwazi ukuthi ukutshengisela ngelungelo labo.
Umnumzana uJingani Shoko owenhlanganiso eZinatsu, he was highlighting there maundro akhe uyezwe maundro esangano reZinatsu vachiti aiwa zviri kutaurwa izvi nesangano reZANU-PF. Ivo sesangano, they don't agree with what ZANU-PF is saying. They are highlighting that, you know what, if anything, the government has made very key political decisions throughout this time whereby the nation was on lockdown. And so they feel as though it's very unfortunate, or it's quite coincidental that government is now turn around and use COVID as something to say that people cannot go out and protest. If anything, Zinatsu is urging people, they're saying, you know what, respect the rules of the lockdown, respect the rules of the social distancing, but it is still your constitutional right to go out and protest. Let's hear what the listeners have to say about the protest.
Salbona Studio 7, igama lami nguSibusiso. Indaba yokutshengisela iqondile kulabo abakubonayo ubona mhlawumbe asebehlupheka manje. Thina asikubona ukuthi ukutshengisela ngendaba yomnotho kuyindlela okumele abantu beqale ngayo. Abantu kumele bebanjaniswe okokuqala, kube neqiniso, ngoba amabandla wonke lade atshengisela thina asiwabona umsebenzi abasenzela wona singabantu basemathebhelelendi. Okungawukuthi ngabe uqala ukukhulunywa ngendaba yokuhlukumezeka kwabantu bamathebheleleni kuze kube ugugurawundi kuze kube ukuthi abantu besemathebheleleni umhlaba wethu siyawuthathelwa sizwa yonke leyo nto. Ngoba kumanje mina ubuka kwami noma singatshengisela mhlawumbe sithi sifuna ukukhipha izanu PF embusweni kodwa still thina vele igebhu yethu isasekhona futhi angeke iphele njalo la mabandla la aseharara amaningi angaze ngiwezwe mhlawumbe fike ekhuluma ngendaba yokuthi thina esikhala ngayo ukuthi bazosisiza njani uma bengangena embusweni.
Mone rangu nepfungwa dzangu inini kuratidzira hakuna kuipa nokuti iyo hurumende yacho iyoyo hainombogara yakoshesa kuparara kwechirwere kwecoronavirus. Seinadaro, one, yakapa mutongo pakati pebato ramaito kuzani kupe nebato rapresidenti vakasarudzwa nevanhu advocate Nelson Chamisa. Saka tinotoiti corona judgment. Dai vaikoshesa kuparara kwechirwere checoronavirus vangadai vakagara vasina kutombobvira vapa mutongo iwoyo nguva ino vangadai vakamirira kunzi kwakachena bhikozi pachivanhu chedu tinoti musha mutema asi ivo vakakoshesa kuita chipini mumusha mutema. Saka kuratidzira kwemapato anopikisa kwevechidiki nevechi ikodzero yavo nokuti hurumende ndo yakataridza kuti korona haina basa munyika ino yeZimbabwe.
You're hearing there abalaleli bayasho ngempela umfane mzvari wambopinda muchirongwa vakanyatsotaura zvavambotaurawoka naChingani Shoko where she was saying ukuthi government itself passed some very key political decisions throughout this time whereby the nation is under lockdown. And so they cannot, according to their opinion, they cannot now turn around and start using the lockdown as an understanding as to why people cannot take to the streets of Zimbabwe. Now, let's head over to our constitutional lawyer. Of course, we need a constitutional lawyer to give us input of whether or not this can happen. What does it mean? Is it possible for people to go out and protest on the 31st under the lockdown? And of course, how do they go about doing that? Let's head over to Phaila Sawurombe, a lawyer under Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, who breaks all this down for us.
Jote namkuma Mike, takatarisa mitemo ye lockdown, nyanya mitemo statutory instrument 83 of 2020. Statutory instrument 83 of 2020 inorambidza iyo kuti vanhu vaungane vari mumapoka anopfuura ivo makumi mashanu 50. Saka takatarisa mukati wemutemo iyoyo mukapfurikidza nhamba iyoyo mukataurirwa imimi kuti mubve panhamba iyoyo mukasabva. Mapurisa ane kodzero yokusunga vanonga vachityora mutemo uyu. Mutemo uyu uchiri effective mukati menyika yedu. Asi takatarisa kuti vari kuda kuita ratidziro dzavo kana vachinge vachiita ratidziro idzi mukati memaconfines emutemo iripo yekudzivirira denda handioni paine chinofanira kuti chivadzivise kuti varatidzire sezvo iri kodzero yavo inopiwa neconstitution. Chisingazodikani kuti kutaridzira uku kunge kuchityorawo mimwe mitemo iripo iri mukati menyika yakaisirwa iyo kuti ibatsire veruzhinji. Asiwo zvakare takatarisa the other side of the coin as well. Mitemo iri kuiswa yekudzivirira denda haifaniri kunga iyo ichishandiswa ine arbitrary way yekuti ishandiswe kuti idzivirire kodzero dzevanhu. Saka mitemo iyi ngaiiswe nenzira dzinokwanisa kuti denda risaenderere mberi at the same time kodzero dzevanhu dzichirespektwa asiwo vanhu vasingatyori zvakare mitemo.
Vasaurombe, kune vanhu vane maondero ekuti mukurambidza vanhu kuti vasandoratidzira musa 31 hurumende iri kutoremekedza bumbiro remutemo nekuti munhu wese ane kodzero yekurarama nechirungu tinoti right to life. Asi tikatarisa kune rimwe divi kune vamwe vane maondero ekuti kuratidzira ikodzero yavo sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe. Sezvo vanhu ava vane maondero akasiyana, nyaya iyi inogadziriswa sei?
Ndinotenda nemubvunzo wenyu mukoma Mike. Sekutaura kwandandiri kuita kwekuti panoda kuti paitwe iyo balance inokwanisa kuitwa pamusoro pekuratidzira uye pamusoro pekuchengetedza upenyu. Vanhu vari kufanira kuti vachengetedze upenyu. Vanhu vachinge vachengetedza upenyu mune rimwe divi hurumende iri kufanira kunga ichipromota kodzero dzavanhu. Saka mukati mekuita zvinhu izvi parikufanha kucreate kwa iyo balance. Ndosaka mutemo uri kutaura iyo kuti hapafani kungana vanhu vanopfuura 50, panofanha ipo kuobservewa social distancing. Saka ndisina hangu ruzivo rwekuti vari kuronga kuratidzira, vari kuronga kuzviita sei. Asi mitemo iri kufanha kuti ichengetedzwe, kodzerewo zvakare sekutaura kwandaita dzichichengetedzwa mukati menyika. Kodzero yekuratidzira iriko hongu, asi kodzero iyi ngaiitwe iri iyo mukati memitemo yedu inoti gavhena. Kuda kana kusaida imwe mitemo yedu yatiinayo, iripo mitemo iyoyo. As long as isati yachallengewa kana isati yabviswa, inofanira kuti mitemo iyoyo ichengetedzwe. Saka pane vari kuronga kuratidzira, ngavaronge kuratidzira vari mukati mekuchengetedza mitemo yenyika. Asi takatarisa kunyanya denda rashura matongo kuti mitemo ngaichengetedzwe.
All right, that is Phaida Saurombe mure Zimbabwe. Mabva kunzwa kuna vaPhaida Saurombe, Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, vanga vachipaka maondo avo pamusoro pezvekuratidzira kuri kurongwa neve mapato anopikisa uyezve mapato masangano anotungamirwa nevechidiki vanotarisa nyaya dzokurwira kodzero dzevanhu. That was Phaida Saurombe, a lawyer under Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, was basically breaking down his opinion as to whether or not it is possible for people to go out in their masses and protest on the 31st. Let's head over to abalaleli bethu. Sizukuthi, what do the listeners have to say about the protest of
Kuhle sibili ukuthi abantu bedemonstrate bonke abantu kungakhethi noma ingane enganani, ngoba sikhathele ngalombuso. Umbuso lo ufana lesinye isihlahla esasisibiza sithi isona, ngesindebele sithi isona. Singamile emasimini, amabele ayafa wonke, ayafa wonke. Izanu isona elizweni. Iyabulala umnotho wonke, suphelwa tinya. Into edingifisa befisa ukuthi lolo suku uma lufika, befisa ukuthi ngawutha wonke amazwe alabantu beZimbabwe, wonke abantu abantu beZimbabwe abalakula umazwe, sizile phakathi amabhakani athi zani kayihambe.
Hayi, liyabezwa abalaleli bayazikhulumela. Zulu kandaba makatshirira chirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Uhlelo The Connection pasara 10 minutes muri Zimbabwe tashika kuma tave kusvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chevechipiki. So muri Zimbabwe nhasi muchirongwa chekubatsa nyaya yezvechirwere checoronavirus. We've been tackling umkhuhlane lo wecoronavirus. We touched on the numbers, we touched on the 31st protest, and of course we're about to wrap up our program by touching on what's happening lapha kwelemelela. Makatirira chirongwa chedu chevechipiki, uhlelo The Connection.
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakaza kuzwekazi leAfrika okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa isatellite SES 5 kuband leC-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook ku-VOA Ndebele, laku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Qhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme.
Chirongwa The Connection, mwineni wenyu Mike Wowe. Mure Zimbabwe, now in our last segment, we're going to be touching on what's happening lapha kwelemelela. For those that do not know, recently here in America, there was a law that was passed that is very problematic for, you know, international students here in the United States of America. Now, a lot of colleges had agreed in March they're going to be taking this through their studies online for quite the duration of their studies for the rest of the year. But now, recently, the American government, or ICE itself, the Immigration Department, decided for those that are going to be taking their studies online, if you're an international student, it's not legal, so you have two options. The first option itself is that you either go back to your country. The second option itself is that you transfer your credits to an institution that allows in-person studies. Now, this is something that has left international students in fear because a lot of them don't really understand So let's head over to the former student president of Carleton College, Anesu Masakura, who basically breaks down this law and explains what it means for them as international students.
My heart really breaks for the current international students and the new class that is coming to the United States this fall, because there's a lot of uncertainty about what's going on and what this means for them. So I've been talking to international students that are in India and are saying that they are on a travel ban, right? And they don't know if they can come to the States come fall. So this added directive, causes a lot of stress and uncertainty on their part. But I think that, this is needlessly cruel and reckless and politically motivated. And it's just the Trump administration arm twisting colleges and universities into reopening in the fall. And it's so unfortunate that international students are caught in the middle of this mess. And you can't look at this in isolation. Just a few weeks ago, the Trump administration also, suspended HB1 visas for foreign workers in the United States. So this is another way of curtailing immigration into the United States. And I think that's unnecessary. It's xenophobic, and it puts the health and safety of international students at risk.
But now, Anesu, in the same breath, someone who I guess is part of the administration or who is in favor of the moves that are being made by the administration could argue that the administration itself, I was reading one of the statements issued by the immigration ICE, and right, they were saying that students, international students in the United States of America right now have two options. Your first option is if your school is adamant on staying online, you either go back home or you can transfer to an institution that is allowing students to go into class to study.
Right.
How do you balance something like that? Because for them, they're arguing that, hey, we're not necessarily kicking out. We're just saying that you need to go to school.
Right. I don't think that there are two options in this case. There's only one option, which is going back to your country. And that's the intended effect, or that's the goal of this directive. So, I mean, transferring schools, takes months. So at this, time of the year, it's really difficult for international students to find a new place where they can finish their undergraduate studies. And there is no guarantee that that new place is going to offer them financial aid, since most of them are here on financial aid. And there is no guarantee that the quality of education is going to be the same at this new college. And again, there is no guarantee that they're going to find that place in the first instance. So I don't think that's an option at all, transferring schools. The only option here is that you have to go back to your country, in the middle of a pandemic. And as I said earlier, that's just cruel and needlessly stringent. In March, they said that you could stay, in the United States, even if your college is offering classes online, because they acknowledged that, the pandemic posed significant challenges and health risks for everybody. But now they are changing course because, the elections are, coming up soon, and they don't want to be seen as incompetent or as not having managed the crisis well. So again, it's politically motivated, in my opinion, and international students just happen to be caught in the middle of that.
Now, Anil, so how does the move itself affect the studies of international students?
Right. So Harvard and MIT have already filed a suit against ICE, saying that this directive can't stand. They are saying that it should be temporarily lifted so that international students can continue to learn online is originally planned. Other colleges like mine that haven't joined the suit have also released their plans for the fourth semester, saying that they're going to allow a certain percentage of the student population to come back to campus, with priority being placed on international students, of course. So they're adopting the hybrid option, whereby students can take other classes online and some classes in person so that they can maintain their status in the United States. Now, as to the consequences or the effects of that policy on the performance of international students, I think it goes unsaid that, you know, such kind of uncertainty definitely affects your academic performance negatively, you know, and as a result, it affects your job prospects post-college and your graduate school prospects, you know, after college, because without a good GPA, you can't really do anything, especially as an international student. So dealing with that kind of uncertainty during this time is very stressful, and it places a huge strain on the mental health of many international students. And it has been such a case for me personally, even though I'm not immediately affected by this new directive from ICE.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk. I was reading a little, and I'm glad that you are the former president, because you can speak to this. A lot of institutions seem to be up in arms because international students contribute a huge chunk towards the budget of how higher education systems are working within America. How would something like this affect how institutions function on a day-to-day basis?
Sure. I think, you know, this order has caused a lot of headaches for colleges, you know. I mean, the pandemic in general has been such a huge headache for them because, you know, it's hemorrhaging the much-needed funds from their coffers, right? I know that, you know, during the spring term, when I was still at Carleton, you know, students were studying from home, which means they weren't paying tuition or on a room and board. By not staying on campus, right? You know, that's millions of dollars lost. Our colleges also are losing money in assistance to students that were disproportionately affected by this pandemic, you know. So, of course, it's been such a huge headache for them. But back to what you were saying about, you know, international students contributing a lot to the American economy, I usually refrain from making that argument because it commodifies them, right?
Right.
That your value to us is that you contribute this much to the American economy. But there's so much that you contribute besides the money, right? You contribute to the vibrancy of campus. You contribute, you know, to cultural exchange. We contribute ideas, you know, we contribute, you know, in terms of innovation and technology advancement, you know. So it's not just, you know, the millions and billions of dollars that you contribute to the local economy through the tuitions that we pay. So I usually refrain from making that argument because at the same time, it also feeds into this narrative about, you know, the good immigrant, you know, this standard that's been set that, you know, to be a good immigrant in the United States, these are the things that you have to subscribe to, or these are the things that you have to be, you know, which means that, you know, Mexicans that are illegally coming to the United States aren't good immigrants, according to that logic. You know, so I refrain from making that argument. But again, yes, we do contribute a lot to the American economy. And if this order stands, then our colleges are going to lose a lot of money from that. You know, some students may not be able to come at all, you know, as a result of this uncertainty. They may end up going to the UK or to Canada where such a policy doesn't exist. So I think that, you know, Harvard and MIT and other colleges that have filed this suit against ICE have an incentive to do so because it's in their financial or monetary interest to do so.
Now, my last question to you is about the rights of international students.
Yeah.
if, hypothetically speaking, there is a student who has caught up in this whole mess and is ordered to either A, leave the country, or B, transfer, which you have said is almost next to impossible.
Yeah.
Do students have a leg to stand on? Is there any legal course that they can take to stay in the country?
I don't think they do, you know. I don't think they have a leg to stand on. There's really no option here, you know. We're being forced to choose deportation or putting our health and safety at risk, You know, so I that's why I've been leveraging my social media presence and my connections at Carleton College, where you rightly said I was the, you know, the student body president, to say, you know what, we need you to stand by your international students, given how much we contribute, you know, to campus life and to your coffers, you know, in terms of money. You know, we need you to challenge this policy, this directive in court, you know, so that, you know, it doesn't stand and we get to learn online as originally intended. You know, that's the only legal recourse that I see in this instance. You know, so that's why I've been calling on fellow international students to call on their colleges to say, you know, join Harvard and MIT, file amicus briefs to support their suit against ICE so that this policy is suspended.
All right, muri Zimbabwe tashika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Sandokubonga umnumzana uAnesu Masakura. He joined us pano pachirongwa chedu chevechipiki. He was touching on how this new immigration law is affecting the students, international students based in the United States of America. Let's meet same time, same place.